Aleluya, the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The 72 disciples returned rejoicing and said to Jesus, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." Jesus said, "I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." At that very moment, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, "I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him." Turning to the disciples in private, he said, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the greatest saints by heavenly standards was someone extremely small and insignificant by earthly standards. I'm talking about today's feast of Saint Thérèse of Lisieux. Now, what made her so great in God's eyes was a kind of good greed. Good greed. She had a voracious appetite for spiritual things. That's all she wanted, and she wanted all of it. The early signs of a spiritual giant were sprouting in Thérèse even as a little girl. One day, while sitting in her mother's lap, Thérèse suddenly exclaimed, "Poor darling mama, I do wish you were dead." Her mother scolded her for that, but Thérèse quickly explained, "It's only because then you will go to heaven. You told me you have to die in order to go there." She also wished her father would die when her love got the better of her. On another occasion, an older friend came to visit the family, carrying a basket of dolls and accessories. She said to little Thérèse and her sister, "Here, my dears, choose what you want." Thérèse's sister took a ball of silk braid. But Thérèse announced, "I choose everything." And she carried off the basket, dolls and all. Thérèse added, "I think this trait of my childhood characterizes the whole of my life." That is, she had good greed. She was greedy for God and His grace, for heaven and for holiness. In the gospel today, Jesus wants to cultivate this same good greed in His disciples. Jesus gives the 72 disciples, not just the 12 apostles now, power over evil spirits. And they cast out demons left and right. But Jesus says, "Do not rejoice because spirits are subject to you, but because your names are written in heaven." In other words, don't seek earthly popularity and praise. Everybody loves an exorcist. But be greedy for heavenly glory. You see, when it comes to spiritual stuff, you should say like Saint Therese, I choose everything. May I suggest a few ways that you too can foster this good greed? First, try to come to Mass one more time each week and not only on Sunday. As I've said before, I'm so edified by the 75 to 100 people who come to daily Mass here at Immaculate Conception. You are like Saint Therese and greedy for God's grace. Second, pray the rosary daily. We all need a mother's tender touch in our lives. And I gotta tell you, I feel Mother Mary's love every time the rosary beads slide silently through my fingers. And third, support your church or a charity with a financial gift. In the past few years, we've received six-figure donations as a part of someone's estate. Now, the funny thing is, these benefactors did not live in a big house, nor did they have a fancy car. No one knew they were rich. They lived simply, they saved their money, and when they died, they left it to the church. No one noticed how they lived while they were on earth, like Saint Therese. But in heaven, they enjoy the glory of God. That's good greed. You know, Saint Therese of Lisieux died at the young age of 24 after suffering from pulmonary tuberculosis. She was in a Carmelite convent in relative obscurity. She was a nobody. But today, there are over 2,500 churches named for her worldwide, including my home parish in Little Rock. She has been declared a doctor of the church, and her autobiography called The Story of a Soul has sold millions and millions of copies. I bought one of them. And it has been translated into every major language. 120 years after her death, Saint Therese is great in heaven and on earth. Like she said, I choose everything. Praise be Jesus Christ.